So we had some ideas what might happen in the future if this technology comes into being on item level. And this is what it looks like in wildlife. In the Future Store, they have these chips only on four different goods. One is cream cheese, one is shampoo, one is Gillette razor blades, and one is on the DVDs. And this is Catherine Albrecht. We from Caspian, an organization in the United States. We invited her for a speech at Public Domain. Our series are monthly. And we said to her, when you invite you over to Germany, then take the chance and we will do a tour to the Future Store with you in Rheinberg. And because we like to work open, we called Metro and said, hey, we will be visiting your store on Saturday, 31st of January 2004, just to let you know. If you like, you can give us a tour, a guided tour. If you don't like, we just come as customers. Of course, they wanted to give us a tour. And these are the guys from Metro. The person on the right is the project manager, someone who he knew about the technology and had to show us around, and this is the press person. And Catherine Albrecht was really going into many details. In the beginning, we thought Metro is a very good partner in trying to get other design, a new design to a technology. We could discuss it with them and try to change something in the technology itself. And but it was clear that they did not want it. But as we were so nice, we brought them a present, and we thought because they did not collect the award, we brought them the award as a guest, as a present, before we started the tour of the Future Store. And when I was handing it over to the project manager, there was press there, and they took photos. And then the press person jumped in between, like you see here. No, you can't do this. Later on, he was threatening papers who got photos other than this one, where you could see what was going on. And he called the paper and said, if you publish this photo, we'll take you to court, which is ridiculous. It has no reason in law. You can't read. No, it was an official press event, so no one's right was violated. Take this.
Like our former chancellor Gerhard Schröder will win every time he takes someone to court for and just many people every day taking people to court at the Hamburg law court, for example, and you usually lose if you are press and if somebody takes you to court there, and they can choose to which court they take you.
Mm. Well, with this one, I'm not so sure, but the paper knew what else would happen, because if they were taken to court, it would be another news in the press, and Metro wouldn't want that. But what Metro can do is to withdraw the ads, and they have advertisement for Real Supermarket, Galeria, Department Store, Saturn, Media Markt, and Praktika Baumarkt. This is practically every big advertisement that was in the paper, so the paper would have to shut down. So, of course, they did not take the photo. And I'm not... I think it's okay. They did not do it. On the next day, we had our public domain lecture, and Catherine was talking about RFID. And in the break, we showed how to scan objects with RFID, and we showed cream cheese and shampoo. And then someone from the audience asked, didn't Metro want to put RFID also in the customer card? We said, no, this was only a scenario we had. That was in the future, what could happen, but they don't do it. They did not tell us in 3 hours and a half tour, and they gave us info leaflets where they use RFID, and they did not mention it. But we can try, because we brought a customer card from the shop. And so we put this on the reader, and there was a number, bleep. And we reset the whole system because we did not want to believe it, but it was true. The card was chipped without anybody knowing it. And this happened live on stage. We couldn't have played this. We are no actors. And this was live on stage. On Monday, we gave the card to an X-ray specialist. And then we had the proof. There is actually a chip in there. You see here the chip and the antenna around. Yeah, we called Metro and asked for an explanation and said, you have a chip in the card, where do you tell your customers? And they said, no time now, we get back to you later on. Later on was in the evening when they sent 9 photos. And the photos were of the DVD shelf. Now, what has the DVD shelf to do with handing out cards and issuing them to people? But they said, at these shelves, we have signs telling you that there is an RFID chip in the card. We thought this was very strange. They did not show us this shelf when we were there, but still, because we are many people in Fürbot, we had another photo from Saturday. So look at the red part and just notice how many signs there are. This was 2 days later. So they put the new signs on there with a new text. This text was there before, and this is new, saying to get the trailers, you use the RFID chip in your customer card. We thought this is so ridiculous. First, not to tell us and thinking we would not find out, and then fake a photo. This was so stupid. Well, we had a press release, and we put this on the internet with both photos. And no, they did not. and we said, if you end this experiment in this supermarket immediately, it's getting out of control. And Metro said, you can't tell us anything, go away. And we said, okay, we do a demonstration. And we called for a demonstration, and we had many other organizations joining in at once. The Chaos Computer Club joined in, the Green Youth, ATTAC, AG Wissensallmende, and Direkte Aktion, and there were many organizations coming together, and so Metro was really horrified what might happen and how many people might turn up there in Rheinberg. And so they even had a soup prepared for us to say welcome to the demonstration. But it didn't help them. It was reported really huge echo in the press. Not only, this is one of the more political papers in Germany, but it was also in the Financial Times Germany, and this really, really hurt them. From the Financial Times, it also then got into the stock market news, and it was used here, said they get problems with the RFID chips, and they had to take back the cards. At the Metro went down with... so this was something we never wanted to achieve, but it happened here that we obviously had an effect on the stock market. Metro sent us a fax to announce they draw back the cards and replace them by just plastic cards, as the usual payback card is, but they did not change anything else in the supermarket. We don't do activism all the time. doing actions like a demonstration or anything, but we work on different layers. And one is we have RFID position paper, this was signed. It's an international paper. It was signed by many other privacy organizations and civil rights organizations. And we have also been invited, for instance, to Brussels, to the EU Commission, the Article 29 Working Group, which is the meeting of the European Privacy Commissioners. This is the only name they give themselves there. Metro, meanwhile, is not interested in any dialogue. Instead, they have created a third party called Informationsforum RFID. And there are some scientists in there and also some PR specialists, of course. The director of the Informationsforum RFID is Dr. Andrea Huber. She was before the director for governmental affairs with Microsoft Germany. And so we see there is really some importance to this job. Dorotheenstraße, the place where it's located, is very, very near to the German Bundestag. So it's quite obviously they are there to influence the media and the politicians. They go really in some subversive ways, Metro. They have successfully taken a journalist seminar of the political education, of the federal political education, and called it Intelligence in the Supermarket, and it was a three-day workshop for journalists, of course on RFID, without inviting any critics. And it went one of the official political education seminars, and in fact it was a cooperation with Metro, and they decided on all the content of the seminar. Yes. A journalist who was taking part in the seminar later got a letter to her chef at the television complaining that she was taking part in the seminar because she is also a member of FÖBOT. So she had a letter of complaint to the person who is running the West German television, complaining about her presence at this seminar because Metro recognized her from photos from the demonstration because she was also at the demonstration in Rheinberg. This is it's ridiculous, but at the same time it could ruin her existence when her chief did not like her. She would not get any more jobs. But in this case, he wrote back a really decided letter to Metro. There are other occasions, like there was a TV feature on RFID, and Metro complained at the television and got it removed completely from the web page. And they have written a completely new text for the web page, not mentioning anything that was there before about Metro. Despite the German television won the case, but they did not put it back on the web page. But in the internet, still, if you ask Google for RFID without any bad words like privacy or whatever, Fibbot is one of the first hits. I don't know what it is today, but because there meant so many people have put links on our page, people will always find us. And we get many calls of companies who want to implement RFID and just take the first address and give us a call and ask how to do it and whether this works for this and that frequency and this and that purpose. And it's very interesting because, of course, we give them advice and get a lot of interesting communications. Well, this year was CeBIT, the world's biggest computer fair in Hanover, had one hall completely was dedicated to RFID technology, and Metro, who is a retailer, was exhibiting at the CeBIT fair for the first time. And of course, this was a PR event. She had they had Angela Merkel there, the German Chancellor. And of course, she was saying how important RFID was, and how important for the future of German companies and so on. And we thought we can't have this happen without commenting on it this year. Yeah, this year's CeBIT. And we have quite a lot of experience on CeBIT, as Fibbot had their own stand at CeBIT for 7 years. And so we know what you can do there and what the how it works. And so we prepared something. We had balloons, and they were filled with gas that makes them fly. And people just went in, and they had something like a dozen balloons, everybody, and went in. And, of course, they think, oh, it's a nice present, and it's to give away or something. But what this is in the snow. This is why it's white. It was snowing at that time. What we did, we went in the middle of Hall 6, and we had a nice transparent, and we attached the balloons to them and had it fly. And we thought the security would come immediately and try to catch us, and we were prepared just to say, oops, and let it go, and so it would fly to the ceiling and stay there. But amazingly, the security did not turn up because there was too much press photographers. And Metro did not dare to have a scene like this when security grabs us. So they did not do anything. We were quite surprised, but then we just let it happen. And went around with the transparent for 3/4 of an hour in the hall, and distributed info material all the time. And people were really, really interested and wanted to discuss it. And it took them 3/4 of an hour to find someone from Deutsche Messe AG, who then came up to us and said, your transparent exceeds the measures of advertisement allowed in the halls. So they found a reason in the end. And we said, it's okay, we bring it down. And so, but this event was great, and there were so many photos taken of this. And everybody was happy because balloons are for children, and it's fun. It was really peaceful and funny demonstration. And pictures of this event were even shown at the as a trailer for the RFID workshops in Brussels. There were two technology workshops for standardization and privacy and so on in Brussels in May, and they showed pictures of this transparent, I heard. I come to the last topic, which goes back to Payback, our first main winner in 2000. Payback, this customer card, has had a lot of different designs, as all the companies who were taking part in this program had their own design on the card. And we had been testing these cards and were circulating these cards at our weekly meetings. So the profile would not be precise of people using the card. But then we thought this is not what is really fun. We want our own card. And so we designed our own card. We got one account at Payback, and then we produced our own card with 2,000 cards on the same customer number. And we distributed them at Easterhack, which is a German hacker meeting in Hamburg that was in 2001 at Easter. And from then, people went buying things with the same number at the same time in different cities. And the strange thing is that Payback did not notice. They had no query for person is buying too much. And they had no data mining for people is buying things at the same time in different cities, which can't be. And we started it at Easter, and in October, a book was published where this story was mentioned. And we said to the writer of the book, yes, it's okay. When it's published in October, everything will have happened. So, yes, put it in. But so it got known by the book, and we told all journalists that the story is free now. Before, we asked the journalist, please keep quiet, let the story happen first, and then you can report about it. And the miracle is that all journalists really kept to this agreement. So when we told them the story is free now, there was really whoosh of press echo, because most journalists had their personal experience then with the card and what would happen with it. I can pass it around. It looks really like a Payback card. And it says exactly what it does. It says that this card is for your privacy, and you can use it everywhere where you see the Payback sign, and your credits are for a good purpose, and they are for Fibot e.V., and well, they are for the next organization of the Big Brother Awards. People had different experiences with it. You needed some social hacking, some social experience with this, some social engineering. For instance, when people at the kassa would say, oh, we don't take this card, this is not ours, you would say, yes, it's new, it's a new company. Or say, I'm in a hurry, it works, take it. You just had to find out what to say. And it would work in most instances. When Payback found out that this was happening by the press releases, they had no technical means to stop this, because they never thought that anybody might do any strange things with it, because it's you can't buy with it. It's just for the discount. So you really have to pay yourself. And the people were giving away their discount and were donating it to Fibot. And they had no technical means to stop it, so they had to send a fax to all department stores of Galeria Kaufhof to tell them, this is the privacy card, don't accept this. And really funny scenes happened after that. One was reported from Mannheim. A person was buying something there and then gave them the card. And the woman at the cashier said, I got one! I got one! And the other people from the store were running to her. And he said, what's wrong with it? And she said, it was just on a fax that we should accept it. And he said, why? It's accepted anywhere else. So what is the problem? Yes, well, I think there was a problem with the company called Privacy. Then the woman was examining the card closer, and there you see, this is the original, and this is the privacy card. And not everything is identical. Of course, this card is your Eigentum, your property, and the points are donated to Fibot. And, of course, this text does something else. It says it's the property of Payback and so on. And but here she was reading Apollo Optik der Kaufhof. Oh, it says Kaufhof. Oh, then we have to take it. Okay. Well, it was written on there. So the card was accepted in the end. This was one of my favorite actions because the resistance was fun with this card. Everybody who was going around there had fun by using it. It's no fun telling people don't take customer cards. The so-called loyalty cards are not good for you. They hurt your privacy. And every time you say don't, it's not really sexy. But using this card was fun, and you could also talk about this at parties and have a reason to start discussing the topic. And on the other hand, it put Payback into a dilemma, because if they, after they knew officially of this privacy card, if they let it happen, then they would have had many other initiatives also using this system. We got questions of people who were running alternative kindergartens, and they asked, oh, a nice idea. We also want to have one of these cards where people all collect points together and put it on one account. And so we would have had many more people who would simulate this. And Metro, Payback could not accept this, of course. On the other hand, they canceled our account because of abuse, they said, which is ridiculous because every point was really, it was paid for. And by canceling the account, they stated that they are not interested in having fun or getting discount to people, but they are interested in the data. Payback even went to the effort to send us 1,000 Payback cards of their original design that were all linked to one number. But these cards had individual numbers on the card. So in the end, you would be able, of course, to identify people who went out buying something with it. So I think this was a very successful action, not in a monetary way. Issuing the card was much more expensive than the money we got out by the discount. But I think it was very successful telling people about how customer cards work. Okay, this is a sentence I found on the net, and I like it a lot. It means the more citizens with zivilcourage, courage in everyday life you have, the less heroes the country will need later on. This is also a sentence we put in the start of our book we just issued on the experience of 6 years of Big Brother Awards. And that's it. Thank you very much. And
then I'll be moving up close. watching me.